Star date, January 23rd, 2313. My name is Perry, and this is my snowbound, very cold in the office audio boo. Hello, boo buddies. Hope you're well. Hope we're all surviving the elements that are bringing this country to a standstill, and not looking at our neighbours in Europe and their feet of snow compared to our inches of snow, and they're managing to carry on. Actually, it's about snow that I want to sort of do a bit of a boo on. I was due to referee this coming weekend, or this coming Saturday, in Hereford at the Royal National College for the Blind and the National Blind League. So in about October, November time, I purchased my train tickets so I could go on the train, because we only get a flat fee for refereeing it, so I actually end up losing money by driving to Hereford. So the train tickets were £26 return instead of the usual £88 for the train ticket, so that was obviously a great saving and meant that I was actually going to make some money for refereeing. But also meant that I was going to have an 11-hour round trip on the train, but, you know, small things, etc. Anyway, unfortunately, on Monday, I got an email from the Football Association to say that due to the snow and the forecast, etc., they were going to make the decision on Monday to call the games off in Hereford on Saturday, which, you know, it's their decision they've made. I can understand why, with snow and ice, with the blind people, etc., so no issues there. So I went to the train station to ask for a refund on my train ticket. And the guy there was obnoxious, rude, arrogant, anything really but helpful, to the point of shouting at me when I questioned why I couldn't get a refund because I'd purchased an advance ticket. Now, I understand that in the terms and conditions it may well have said you can't actually get a refund on an advance ticket, but this is crazy when, you know, I'm still allowing other people to use that ticket, etc. So, yeah, It was frustrating. Ironically, if I'd bought an £88 ticket on Monday morning or whenever, I'd bought the £88 ticket, I'd have got a full refund. But because I'd bought an advance ticket, they weren't going to refund me the £26. So, to cut a very long story short, using my four favourite words in the English language, get me the manager, I called the customer service department, and after having a discussion with a gentleman in an overseas call centre, was transferred finally through to a manager in the UK, who once again was adamant that because of an advance ticket I wasn't eligible for a refund, etc., etc., etc. And in the end, I think when I put the case forward to her that if we didn't have snow and I got to London and got to Paddington and then was told at Paddington that someone had cut the signals, etc., at Reading, therefore I was going to be on a bus from Paddington to Swindon or something like that and then pick up my train from Swindon onwards, I wouldn't reach my destination in time for me to referee, but that would be okay. I may get a refund of £10 or something as a goodwill gesture, but that would be okay because that would be circumstances beyond the control of the railways. So when I tried to explain the fact that the FA had cancelled the games because of snow, was that not circumstances beyond the control of the customer? And I think she finally agreed that maybe I had a point, or perhaps she just wanted to get me off the line. And maybe it was easier just to give me the £26. But in the end, I did. So really, the moral of the story is, you know, if you're going to book an advance ticket, is can you afford to lose the money? £26 is not a lot of money, but it's still £26. And also, you know, is that journey definitely going to take place? You know, I'm now going to have to think twice about whether I would do that for a trip to Hereford unless it was later in the season when the games are definitely going to go ahead. But very frustrating few hours of my time on Monday just trying to get the money back. But allegedly, we got a form to fill in. Allegedly, the money will be refunded to our accounts. I assume they're going to keep the interest that they've had since October, but I'm happy for them to have that. Hope you're well. Take care. Look after yourself. And don't buy any advance train tickets. Bye for now. Oh, hi, it's me. I just meant to add to part of the conversation with the manager when I did say, would it not be better of hearing good news on Twitter from a happy customer than poor news? So maybe using the social media as a way of complaining does now sort of scare these companies into actually seeing things from a customer's perspective. Who knows? Maybe they just wanted to get rid of me. Talking about getting rid of me, bye!